All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, August 17th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a five-game early MLB slate, followed by an eight-game MLB main slate later this evening. We have a 12-fight MMA card. We have Xfinity today for NASCAR and then Cup Race tomorrow. So it should be a fun weekend here of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays here at 11 a.m. Eastern. So appreciate you guys tuning in on this Saturday morning. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's jump in to some questions. All right. It's actually our first question here. Demetrius said, can you do an NFL preseason tutorial and MLB DFS tutorial? So we don't have simulations for NFL preseason. Just so you guys know, we're not going to have any projections for preseason. We will be ready to rock and roll once the season rolls around. So once, you know, our initial sims for NFL season are up, we will start talking NFL probably every single day. So there will be plenty to talk about and plenty of tutorials to do around that time. But happy to do a MLB DFS tutorial. You know, let's say we're building lineups for this five-game slate here, right? What do I do? Where do I start? So first thing I would do is probably go check the weather, right? Go and make sure that, you know, we're not expecting any, like, potential postponements or, you know, just kind of getting a feel, right? And it's actually a pretty interesting weather day. You could use the RotoGrinders weather dashboard. So there were a bunch of games seeing some rain here. So that always makes it interesting for pitchers, right? You got to kind of be aware of the weather risk and how that affects pitchers on the slate. So, you know, Kevin Roth, who runs that dashboard, does a really good job of breaking it down. Like, hey, I think this game has a chance for an in-game delay, but then after the delay, they'll resume. So it's like in situations like that where you see like this like mid-game delay, always be a little bit more cautious with the pitchers. I tend to be extra cautious with high-owned pitchers in such a scenario. You know, let's say it's going to rain in Detroit and, you know, pretty high chance of like an in-game delay. Like, I might just X Carlos Rodon. And, you know, if he ends up coming in like close to his ownership, I mean, that's pretty big leverage on the field at the end of the day. So check weather, be aware of weather. Aside from that, just going to be making two small adjustments to projections, trusting the projections here, not really adding any value in the projection phase here. And then a five-game slate, I wouldn't be opposed to using a little bit lower minimum salary here. Just something like as small as like 47,000. This is subjective. And then, you know, let's say I'm building lineups for a 20 max, right? Even on a five-game slate, I'm probably using don't use batters against opposing pitchers off. And then I'm clicking build lineups, right? So let me jump over the contest tab. I'm going to go and grab a contest sim so I can use it as my sorting metric. And let's say we are playing the quarter jukebox. All right. So we have our sim set up here. We are running our lineups. We have our contest sim ready to go. And we are just waiting for these lineups to finish loading. All right. Lineup should be coming up right now. And now we are going to kick off our contest sim here. I'm going to move some columns around in the meantime here just so we can see everything we need to see. Let's see. Let's move a couple things around. Where's my exposure? I moved it. bring that back. Okay. Columns look good. Sorting by exposure. Contest sim just finished. So now what I'm going to do is, again, you know, going back to this like right to left approach here. So starting with filters. I'm going to go to my filter, add a filter, saying show lineups with ROI greater than zero. Check. Going to add an aggregate metric. I want to see average projection, and I want to see average ROI from the contest sim. Those get populated. Check. I want to go and change my sorting metric to the contest sim risk-adjusted ROI. Boom. Check. All right. Great stuff. So now what I want to do is start adjusting them in uniques and see the effect that it has on projection and ROI. Okay, so projection's about the same. ROI went down like 1% when I went from mini unique of 1 to mini unique of 4. That's good. Now let's try 5. Okay, 5 still looks good. Six still looks good. You know, our ROI started at like 37%. We're only down to 33% with going from mini unique of 1 to mini unique of 6 here. So this looks pretty good. Let's see if we can get to 7. Yeah, 7's okay too. 7. So I would probably stop at 7. And the reason for that is that I'm looking at this leverage column, and I'm pretty happy with these numbers, right? We're taking some stands here, but we're not taking too many stands. If we go further, we're probably going to get like really, really flat. And I like to be a little bit more aggressive, right? So when I come in here and look, playing mostly 5 stacks, which looks good. No team over, well, the Yankees 35% exposure as a team stack, and then no team over 20%. Meanwhile, you know, the Yankees have this big team total here. So that looks fine. Now what I would do, last but not least, is come in here and look at specific positions. So I'm going to look at all the batters. And top 3 exposures, Yankees, that makes sense. One thing I've talked about is if you're taking like a bigger stand on one team as opposed to the other teams on the slate, just do yourself a favor and kind of spot check that team. And make sure that you're not overexposed to like one specific batter or like one specific or like you're forgetting people. So like this is kind of interesting. You know, we see exposures like 3, 5, 8, 2, 5, 2, 2, 1 as far as like batters in lineups. We really don't like Ben Rice, the 8 hitter for the Yankees, and then we really like Aaron Judge. This is kind of a you got to kind of make a call here. I get why we don't like Ben Rice, because for some reason he's such high salary at 4,400, and his projection is like not very good. He's like the lowest projected batter in the order here, so it's like it makes a ton more sense to play Oswaldo Cabrera over Ben Rice. So in my opinion, I would probably leave it and just be okay with not playing the 8 hitter here. And then I would leave this the way it is, but it is good to spot check these things, and it is good to take the time to make conscious decisions where, you know, you see, you know, Ben Rice hit a home run. You're like, oh, I have a bunch of Yankee stacks. And then you go and you look and you see you don't have any of him and you feel bad about it. At least I know up front, like, hey, I'm kind of making this stand. I'm okay with it. If I'm not okay with it, I can adjust it, right? I can come in here, you know, set a minimum exposure to him. But I'm kind of in agreement with the builder in not playing him. So that seems fine. And then from batters, I would go to pitchers. And you can do this either way. You can go pitcher, batter, pitcher, don't matter. And then just come in here, you know, taking a small stand on Rodon here makes sense. We have a lot of Yankee stacks. You know, there's probably some correlation there with win bonuses and things like that. Small stand on Severino. And then pretty flat thereafter, right? So this looks good as well. But either way, I'm pretty happy with the lineups I'm seeing. This would be my MLB DFS tutorial for building lineups today. All right. Dimitri said, can you go over the latest MMA DFS tutorial? I'm not sure if you're referring to like a video or something like that, but I'd be happy to build some MMA lineups, right? So say you're playing some MMA today. Go over to MMA. Looks like we got a slate here in about like 7 hours. So I'd load up MMA, right? The fights will be here. So 12 fight card. Looks like no fights have been canceled. You can see, you can scroll down to the bottom. And if there are players who aren't projected with like status out, that'll tell you if like a fight is canceled. So that all looks good. Going to come in here again, make two small adjustments to projections. And not really do anything else on the home screen, right? I'm trusting SaberSim, trusting the projections. One thing that comes up is, hey, you know, why is the correlation on? This is really meant for smaller slates where, you know, sometimes you have to play two fighters from the same fight. This don't use opposing fighters rule is turned on automatically here. You know, I would leave this on unless it's like a 7 or 8 fight card, which we've seen in the past. But if this don't use opposing fighters is checked, the correlation basically doesn't matter because fighters in the same fight are correlated, but no other fighters are correlated. Aside from that, only other thing I might do is I like to drop minimum salary, let the builder build any lineup, and then I would kick this off, right? So in the meantime, Gonna do a lot of the similar principles, right? We have a DFS process that is pretty like sport agnostic, right? So gonna go and grab my contest sim from another contest. Say we are playing the $1 20 max, the jab, right? So let's go grab that one. All right. So it looks like lineups are loaded up here. We are going to kick off the contest sim. Sort by exposure. This all looks good. Other thing I would consider doing, right? So MMA is a sport where you're probably going to need an optimal to win, or that's what you should be shooting for. So we got to be a little bit more aware of duplication risk here, right? So the only other thing that we're going to take into account is the geometric mean of our lineups. So the way I would do that, would be to do a geo mean calculation. So there's two ways to do it, right? If you're on like DFS starter, you would want to do this as a rule where you go to add rule, you go to rule type aggregate, you would do my own geometric mean, no more than X, and we'll solve for X in a minute. If you are on like the pro or ultimate plans, come into your sorting metrics, create a custom metric via this add metric button. Then from there, go to your calculator. So first thing you want to do is pick a number of dupes to shoot for, right? Let's say 10 dupes. I want to play lineups that are duped no more than 10 times, right? This is an estimate, but this is a good estimate. So 10 divided by the number of entries in the contest, which is 35,671. 10 divided by 35671, close parenthesis, to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in the lineup, which is 6, click equal. Then we get our geometric mean. So that'd be, it's 0.2558. I would write this as 25.6. So I would come into my filters after I've created my custom metric, go and find my custom metric and say, show me lineups with geo mean less than 25.6. Okay, it's going to filter out a bunch of lineups, right? So we've done a geo mean calculation. I'm also going to go and add a filter for ROI greater than 0. So now we're only left with a handful of lineups, right? So what do we do? So in this case, what I would do is I would lower, or I would change the geometric mean value that we've shot for here. So instead of doing 10, I would go and do 20. So then it's like, okay, we're trashing too many lineups. Let's go raise this value a little bit. And then I would do 20 divided by the entries in the contest to the power of 1 over 6. That gets me 28.7. And I would change this number. Okay, so that gets me access to 134 lineups, right? So now I have enough lineups to fill out my 20 here. And then from here, right, a lot of the same things going at my aggregate metric. One thing I might change here is I might look at average salary and then average ROI and average projection. So average salary, I'm looking at average salary because of the duplication risk, right? So I just kind of want to be aware of that, right? Go and change the risk-adjusted ROI of the contest sim. Okay, so then you can use min uniques here. You don't have to. It is an option. I caution against it more in sports where you need an optimal to win. But even here, like the first thing I'm looking at are my leverages. You know, very, very flat for a taking a stand here on Rosen Struick. Smaller stand on Walker. Small leverage on Adesanya and Nolan. You know, my leverages honestly look fine to me. And I wouldn't even worry about adjusting anything, right? I could, you know, I could try go mini unique of 2. See what effect that has. You know, that takes me from lineup 20 and down to lineup 22. I think that's okay. Mini unique of 3 takes me from down to lineup 87, right? Okay, well, like how did my ROIs change, right? I'm mini unique of 3, average ROI is 21%. I'm mini unique of 2, average ROI is like 25%. You know, that's not a big change. You know, maybe I'm okay with that. And then at mini unique of 1, I was at 26% ROI. So I honestly, I wouldn't mind going to mini unique of 3 if you wanted to here. And it looks like some leverages changed here. Some moved up and down. But that's okay, right? We're still taking this. We're still holding that value on Rosen Struick and moving some other pieces around here. So I think this is fine, right? If you want to do that, that's okay. But this is what I would do for an MMA process here. I think this looks pretty solid. All right, let's get SaberSim back up here. Save a little space. Couple questions in the YouTube chat. Deshaun said, I have a few questions. What do you specifically look for when reviewing past contests for MLB to help you with your builds for future contests? Deshaun, this is a great question. You know, we have started doing a build review show. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's a new show that we added on 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, for reviewing users' builds specifically. So what we do is, if you volunteer your DK username, I can pull you up here on the screen. We pull up the contest you entered. We go over your contest selection. We go over your sim ROIs, studying how you're doing. And then I give you, you know, personalized advice about what I think you can do in the future to help improve your MLB process here. It's a newer format. We've only been doing it for a few weeks here, but I would highly recommend checking it out. I will drop you a link here in the chat to one of our past videos from earlier this week, so you can get an idea of the content. But if you are like, hey, you know, I want to use Contest Flashback better, kind of don't know how, I would really recommend what's the word I'm looking for? Like offering up your build to review on the show, and then I can show you exactly what I think you should do to improve. So check out that live stream that I dropped here over the weekend. You know, see what the content's like. And even if you don't want your build up on the screen, you can at least see what I'm suggesting other people do and how I'm doing the research. And this will show you exactly what, give you some ideas about what you should be looking for in your own review. And then if you want, I can pull you up on the screen and we could do it for Monday's show. So if you decide to do that, drop your username in the Office Hours channel and I'll get you in the queue. All right. Another MLB question. Do you have a specific rule when it comes to lineup ownership? Like, what is the max ownership for a lineup you feel comfortable with taking into your contest? No. And the reason for that is, as we talked about this a little bit, is that, you know, slate size change, ownership changes, which is why it's not good to have like hard and fast rules. We talk about this with like projection filters, with ownership filters. So rather than having just like a rule with a specific number, what I would recommend is that if you care about ownership filters or ownership numbers, like some ownership, what I would recommend doing is coming into the post build after lineups are created, going and adding a filter and say show lineups with ownership greater than X. This value is always going to change, but what you should be trying to do is trim out the about 10% of your lineups that have the highest ownership. So what I would do is I would say, hey, show lineups with ownership less than, and then I would just make up a number. It doesn't matter what the number is. I put 170 here. What I want to do is see how many lineups it moves into the trash. So here it moved about 2,100 lineups, which is about 40%. This is too much, right? In my opinion. So what I would do is I would raise this number. Okay, let's go try 180. Okay, let's go higher. Let's try 200. Okay, that's like 20%. We're getting closer. Okay, so it looks like 220 is a good number. So see, on this slate, this five-game slate, you know, if I say, hey, show lineups with ownership less than 220, I get about 10% of my lineups in the trash. You know, if I go and do that on a different slate with like 12 games, I might not get any lineups in the trash. So then on the 12-game slate, the value should change, but the amount of lineups, the percentage, the ratio here should is kind of what you should shoot for. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to trim out the top-owned lineups for this specific slate each time by finding out what value gets you to that percentage. So if you care about some ownership, this is the way I would recommend doing it, rather than using hard and fast rules with a very specific number that's not going to carry over to different size slates. All right, last question. Are you just letting Saber Sim sort lineups, or do you make rules to try to group hitters that have a platoon advantage in baseball? I don't think about DFS in this way. You know, I trust the simulations. I trust the correlations, and I let Saber Sim do all the work as far as which hitters go into my lineups. The only thing I do with hitters specifically is what I was showing in that like Yankees demo, is if I have a team with a lot of exposure, I like to make sure I'm not overly concentrated to a specific group of hitters from that lineup. And I prefer to have exposure to the entire lineup, which is why we went and checked, you know, we put a filter for the Yankees. We sort by order. We see how our exposures look 1 through 9, but you know, I'm a big fan of playing like 7, 8, 9 hitters, because I think a lot of people don't do it enough. And I think that, you know, they are a key piece of the lineup, and average projections don't matter too much. But I like to get exposure to everybody if I can, if I have enough lineups to do so. So that's the only thing I do as far as batters here, but I'm not doing anything special with rules or groups or anything like that. All right, next question. What if I want a 4-3 Cubs-Yankee stack? How do I sort to make that happen? I would just do two rules, right? So easiest thing you can do is come into the build. I'm just going to open up a fresh one. So I would create two stacking rules. First one I would do, go lineup rules. I like to use the advanced stack option, and then I like to set pitchers greater than or equal to 0. Okay, this is important, because if you set a basic stack like this, and I say, hey, use at least 3, and then I go and check Yankees, it will not put Rodon in any lineups. unless you check this pitcher. But then if you check the pitcher, you could have Rodon plus two Yankees batters, which I don't think is what you want, right? So let's say, you know, you said you want a three stack of the Yankees, right? So I would go pitchers greater than or equal to zero. I would go down to this bottom right one where it's all positions and change it equal to three. I would go and create a second rule that looks exactly the same that says use exactly four. And then I would go and I would check the Cubs. And then now I have these two rules where I know I'm going to get four Cubs. I know I'm going to get three Yankees. So that is how I would create a specific 4-3 Yankees stack. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in and asking questions. Good luck this weekend in all your contests, and I will see you all on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern, for office hours. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.